Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So, Elliot, you're looking for Amanda?
Yes, I am looking for Amanda.
Okay, so what happened with you and Amanda?
So, met Amanda a while back. We've had a few dates, and everything went really smooth. So, I decided I would invite her to my house, just a kind of a chill night, sit around, watch some Netflix, a few episodes of Squid Game, you know. Kind of a
Squid Game
at home.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, something she had suggested. That she said she had watched an episode. I actually watched the first one, so we said, okay, well, let's watch it together. See what happens.
Okay. Stop right there. Stop right there. Did at any point did you see something, maybe like the red light, green light game or something like that? Did at any point you seem excited or suggest maybe playing it with her or some, or maybe some people that you like to play that game with? Or did you sound like a murderer, I guess is what I'm trying to say?
No. I was definitely not interested in playing red light, green light after watching that episode, that's for sure. Yeah, the last thing I wanted to do was accidentally move. So, and then all of a sudden, not quite sure what happened, but she's like, hey, I need to go. She had to go to work the next day, and I did too, so that was it. So it was all good.
Yeah.
Well, since then, it's been crickets. I have not heard anything from her. No, doesn't return my calls, doesn't respond to my text messages, any of that stuff. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Slow down. You're a very fast talker. Besides the Squid Game and stuff, I'm still going to put that in the... I like to create a pro and con list. Right now, that's on the con side. Is there anything else that might have happened throughout the evening?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I did. There's one other thing that came up.
Okay, here's where it goes downhill.
What is it?
Well, I have a pet snake, and I've had one all my life. So I had to feed it, though. And so I took it to the bathtub and asked her if she wanted to see, watch it eat, because to me, it's an interesting thing. I've got to eat it.
No.
She was like, yeah. And so, but she kind of wigged out a little bit when she saw I fed her a live mouse.
All right. Hang on the phone, Elliot. We'll give her a call for you next.
All right. Thanks.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Amanda?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. This is Amanda. Oh, I'm so happy you answered the phone. my name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. Can I explain to you why we're calling you?
You're calling me from... Is it about my sink? What are you...
Your sink?
You're calling me from a radio station? I have my sink. You're supposed to come fix it today? My clog sink?
No, I'm not going to come fix your sink. No, so we're calling you from a radio station. Can I just explain? Somebody gave us your number to reach out to you. It's a gentleman that you know. He gave us your number, and he wants to ask, he feels like you and him have a chemistry, and he would love to go on a date with you. So if you, I'm going to tell you the guy's name, but if you agree to a date with him, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. So you can pick the place, the day, the time, all that stuff, and we'll pay for it.
Oh, is this a new guy at work?
Is this, no, is it? 0-2. It's not the new guy.
This may not work out well for you.
I mean, actually, well, you know what? I don't know. It's a guy that you already went out with. His name is Elliot.
Oh, f*** me.
That can't be good.
What is this about? You said, I don't have to participate in this, right?
Yeah, no, you don't have to participate. So Elliot wanted us to ask you. He wants to ask you all on another date because he feels like you've been having a good time together, and he said he hasn't been able to get in contact with you. And if it's about his snake eating the mouse and freaking you out a little bit, he said he apologizes. He won't do that again.
Dude, like, I mean, I was a little f***ed up, but that was one of the more normal things that I experienced at his house.
There's worse.
Okay.
Can you tell us what it is? Because he feels like you guys had a really good time together.
So I had to go to the bathroom and I had to change my tampon, and I didn't want to leave it in his bathroom, you know, bin, because it's right there and you didn't want him to see it.
Okay.
So I made up an excuse. I had to go to my car and I, you know, threw it outside in one of the outside. There was three bins outside, three big trash cans. So I threw it in one of the trash cans outside.
Uh-huh.
But when I go to lift the trash can, I literally screamed, there's like a body doubled over in the trash can.
What?
And I look again, and it's a sex doll.
There was a sex doll in his trash can?
So I'm like, let me throw it in another trash can. I open another trash can to throw it in there. And there's another sex doll. Both are like stuffed.
Okay.
Like,
how do you know they're sex
almost
dolls?
Violently.
Right. What if it's like, is it like, are you sure it's not a mannequin or
a human
maybe
body?
Like
the mouth.
A crash
it
test dummy? Those, I don't know.
It had one of those big mouths, you know?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Oh.
I've never seen one, but.
So he had two sex dolls in his trash cans.
Oh, no. He didn't have two sex dolls in his trash cans. I open the third one, and there's a third one.
Okay.
We need answers now. Oh, this is getting weird.
Well, because we could ask him about it right now, because Elliot's on the phone right now, Amanda.
Oh, my God.
Elliot.
Okay. Hey there.
Elliot.
Question for Amanda. Amanda?
What
the f*** are you looking through my trash?
Oh, my God.
Listen, weirdo. Don't try to
f***ing
believe me. Okay.
Why did you have three, and why are you throwing them all out at the same time?
Okay, so there's a good story behind this.
We're listening.
Okay, so, you know, we just came out of COVID. So it's just kind of like, you know, your hand can only give you so much pleasure, basically, when you're a guy. And just see something different, maybe. And talking with a buddy one day, and he told me about, you know, he had ordered a sex doll. It's like, well, you know, I'm open to trying something new. So why not? He sent me this link, and it was actually buy two, get one free. So I was like, okay, what the hell? I'm not spending money on anything else anyway. So I decided, okay, so I picked three different dolls. I decided, okay,
he's
so there you
nonchalant
go.
About this.
So, you know, I do see a couple times, but it's just like, you know, definitely does not replace the real thing. You know, the vaccine comes out. I don't do things anymore. And I just throw them in a closet thinking, okay, that's it. I'm done with these things. Well, then comes the night I decided to invite Amanda over. I have to go in the closet, and it's like, oh, I gotta get rid of these things. And so I get a moment of panic, and I go and I throw them in the next day in trash day.
Yeah.
So I go and I throw them in the trash can, and I try and just kind of bury them, you know, just in case. So when they fall, I didn't get mixed in with everything else.
Yeah.
I guess maybe either I didn't bury them as much as I thought. I don't know. But anyway, but that's the story.
That is.
He's like.
That's a very valid explanation.
What?
Not it might be valid, but it's strange.
It's strange as f***.
Okay.
It's super f***ing strange, but I mean, you know, he just forgot about it. I get it. So you got three because it said buy two, get one free?
Yeah.
Why do you even...
That's the point you're stuck on?
Yeah, like, why were you even thinking, like, I need more than one?
Oh, well,
like I said, variety is the spice of life.
Right,
so I got
right,
three
right.
different types.
So, Amanda, the sex dolls are gone. So, would you be willing, out of the goodness of your heart, to see him again on us?
Are you serious right now? This is creepy. He's creepy. That's creepy.
It was a sale. I wasn't spending money on anything else. So, why not? It gave a little variety.
And he said he never had sex with them all at once. He's not that weird.
Oh, God. No.
No.
Why did you look in my trash? Why did you look in the trash?
No, I'm creeped out.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.